Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine.
Yeah, Jasmine, I just spoke to the agent, and I have 3 months worth of charges from all of you on something that I was never anticipating to have on an account for since January. And I realized that when I saw the most recent pending charges in my account. And what she told me is that she can refund two charges. I have a total of four charges, but there are two charges each month for 3 months. I want all of them removed. And if you can't remove them, I'll dispute them with the credit card company. But I just need to know, because she told me I needed to talk to a supervisor.
Yes, sir. And can I have your zip code so I can locate your account, please?
Sure. It's 28412.
And your first and last name, please?
Mark Francolini, Fran. Colini.
Thank you. And can you verify your shipping address?
4301 Winford Road.
Yes, sir. So you're going to have to, I don't know why she sent that refund through when you said that you filed a dispute or you had already spoke with your bank about the charges. I see a hard decline from March 19th.
No. What I said was, if you don't, I will do that, is what I said. No, I didn't already, because I just discovered them. I said, well, let me call you first to figure out what this is about. And she told me. So what she told me was she's canceled the account, and she's refunded the two that were showing up for March.
Yes, sir, but I see, as a supervisor, that you had a hard decline on March 19th, showing that the bank stopped those charges.
Oh, okay. But
So it shows it looks like the account has already, with the bank refund, with stopping those charges.
Yeah, I'm not aware of that because I haven't, like I said, I haven't done anything yet, so I'm not even aware of that. And I saw that they were on there for January and February.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Yeah, I want them reversed for January and February.
Well, sir, those charges already went through. You paid $670 and $745 on a 14-day trial period. If that last agent didn't explain, the only way to avoid from being billed was to call in and cancel. So once you didn't, that's the price of those bottles. So you are out of your 14-day trial period. Now, she gave you a courtesy refund because you probably explained to her the same thing that you explained to me. You paid the shipping and handling. You didn't know it was a 14-day. You didn't see it. So it sounds like she gave you a courtesy refund already and canceled the account.
What did she give me a refund for?
On March 25th's charges, it's the amount of $92.90 and $91.89.
Okay. Then what did you say the bank declined?
The bank declined the prior charges, $92.90 and $91.89.
From February?
No, from March. Because we kept trying to put them through because we sent our products out and your bank kept declining them. So
okay.
I guess it shows that where we sent it through showing it was a 14-day trial period that you hadn't called in and canceled on.
Okay. That was very, very misleading. So what you're telling me is that the January and February charges are still there and there's going to be no reimbursement, but I will dispute those with my credit card company then.
Okay, once you file a dispute, these refunds won't go through. We went 99.9. We're going to give them the terms and conditions, the IP address, the credit card information, and shipping. It shows that you placed a 14-day trial period, so that'll be fine. All those refunds will be null and void. That's why I was explaining. You must have explained
to
her
that
you... No, I don't
want those. do not null and void those refunds. I don't want them showing anymore. She's canceled the account. So you're saying to me that I have no, there's nothing I can do for the,
No, what I'm explaining is that since you placed the account and you were out of your 14-day trial period and you didn't call any cancel, those charges are already valid. I can understand, and that last agent understands too, what you're saying. You didn't know, you didn't place it.
Okay. So basically,
so she gave you a refund, but you had a 14. Go ahead.
She gave me a refund for March, for the two that showed on the account. So basically, you're saying that I have to be responsible for the two from January and the two from February is what you're saying.
Yes, sir, because you also, from December as well, you also paid $670. This is what started it, $670 and $745. That's what started the 14-day trial period. So the January charges that you see are from December's bottles because you only pay shipping and handling. You never pay for the product itself.
Right.
So what the company does is a very lenient company. We don't bill for the first 14 days, let you see if you like it, like the customer service, everything, how it's billed, how it's shipped, everything. So if you call in and cancel in the 14 days, you're not billed. After the 14 days, they bill you for the bottles. 30 days later from that day is when we bill again and ship out more product, which gives you a whole nother month of seeing another set of charges. So then you have February's charges. You still didn't call in and cancel. Here's March's charges. You still hadn't called in and canceled by then either.
Because I didn't realize they were even there. Because, all right. So.
You didn't realize they weren't there because what?
No, I'm saying I didn't even realize they were on. They were on the account. I had a problem getting into my app.
Okay. What I'm going to go ahead and do as a courtesy, sir, we can settle the account. I'll go ahead and give you a 35% refund on February's charges. January's charges are already valid charges because you never called in on the 14 days. So it was 14 days given for those. But as a courtesy, she gave you a full refund for March's. And for February's, I'll go ahead and give you a 35% refund. You can't be billed or shipped anything else from this company, though.
That was my next question. There will be nothing billed and nothing shipped from this point forward.
Yes, no, you can't be billed.
Or nothing billed, I should say. Okay.
Because you can't be billed or shipped anything else once I send that refund through.
All right, very good, I guess. I got to look at that. Okay.
Anything else I can assist you with today?
No, but everything at this point is done. It's closed. And
yes, and those refunds will show back into your account 3 to 5 days.
9290 and 9180 are being refunded, and then another 35% of those two totals are being refunded.
Absolutely. Would you like to wait for me to go ahead and give you the calculations, or do you want to just see them post back into your account?
I'm not worried about the calculations. You can just post them to the account.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No. What was your name?
Jasmine. Did you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
I didn't know it was a still sound.
Yep, I got it.
But I sent those refunds through. They should be back in your account in 3 to 5 days. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, so there's a total really of 4 refunds because there are 2 payments each month, right?
Yes, sir.
Or 2 bills each month. Okay. All right.
So, yes, you'll see 4 refunds back in your account.
All right, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.